Okay, Chevra, we're doing Gerideyos and Mitzadi Tesa Ifhei, which basically introduces us to the dinim of Ein Mevatlan Isra V'chadchila, which means that you're not allowed to take an Isser and be Mevat al it. We'll have to discuss exactly the scope of this. Is making an Isser into Nais and Tam of Gam considered the same as Ein Mevatlan Isra V'chadchila? What about if I have an Isser and I chop it up into little pieces? If I have a berry, I chop them into little pieces. Is that the same or not? The scope of this question is actually very important. But on the fundamental level, before we get into the scope of the Isser of Ein Mevatlan Isra V'chadchila, we have to discuss whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. And kayadua, the Beis Yosef points out that this is a machlokes harishonim. And the Shach in Sifchatin Zayin quotes it as well, that the Rashba and the Ran assume that according to Taisus, Ein Mevatlan Isra V'chadchila is a din d'rabbanan, but according to the Ravid, it's an Isser d'oraisa. Right, so Nekuda Rishona is that there's a machlokas Rishonim. The Ravid assumes that Ein Mevatlan Isser L'chatchila is a din d'oraisa. The others assume that it's a din d'rabbanan. The Chochmas Adam paskins l'halacha, and I think almost all assume l'halacha that Ein Mevatlan Isser L'chatchila is a din d'rabbanan. However, if we kind of get beneath the hood of this shayla, we notice that it's not only the Ravid who assumes that it's a din d'oraisa. Among Rishonim, there are others who say it's d'oraisa also. First of all, I should point out that this Ravid is found in this Sefer Isser Mashehu of the Ravid, which is a separate Sefer. I have a photocopy of the Isser Mashehu by my makom. There's also an Isser Mashehu where Moshe Hirschler put out an edition of it. But the Ravid in the Sefer Isser Mashehu assumes that it's a din d'oraisa. But it's not just the Ravid who says this. On Daf Yutas Amud Aleph in the Torah Habayis, the Ra'ah says this as well. The Ra'ah says this as well. You see, the Rashba there in Yutas Amud Aleph is bothered by Yakasha. The Rashba asks that the din of Nosin Tanuf Gam LaHalacha, right? Nosin Tanuf Gam means that if the taste that the Isser contributes is a negative taste, so Nosin Tanuf Gam doesn't have to be that like it tastes putrid, it tastes terrible. Nosin Tanuf Gam is just if it's Chosei Melech Yatir Melech. We spoke about this in the Reb Kiva Eger back in Sadi Ches in the din of Isurim Mevatlan Zeh. So Chosei Melech Yatir Melech is also Nosin Tanuf Gam. Now, the kasha is, if Nosin Tam of Gam is derived from the din of Nevela Srucha, Nevela Srucha means if I have a piece of treif meat, that's a Nevela, and now it's, like, disgusting. So, in that situation, that's called Pagum. That's not called Nevela at all. So, L'cha'eva, the din should be true, only if it's mamish, putrid, gross, and ugly, and disgusting. But if it's short of putrid and ugly, and disgusting, so that should not be a heter. That's the Rashba's kasha. So the Rashba answers that there's a difference between being matir, the Isser itself, and being matir, the tam of the Isser. That when the Isser itself is there, it has to be mamish pogum entirely. It has to be that it tastes awful, disgusting. But when that Isser just contributing its flavor into something else, so then the Rashba says, even if it's Chosir Melach, Yatir Melach, that's also called the din of Nisan Tam Lefgam. Great, beautiful. Right? So the Rashba is making a simple distinction between the Isser Kishala Atzmo and the Tam HaIsser. So the Ra'ah picks up on this distinction that the Rashba makes. And the Ra'ah says, what should emerge according to the Rashba is the flavor inside the kedera is geshmak. No? Let's say I have a pot, and that pot is used to cook chazer. The flavor of the chazer, when it's in the doifnei hakli, is very geshmak of flavor. No? It's just that when that flavor comes out, it's going to adversely affect the maichol in the food. But the Bela itself, the Bliya itself, should be Gishmak tasting. So correct the Ra'ah, if that's the case, so it should be usur to use the pot to cause the Isser to leave the Daifnei HaKli and go into some other food, because that would be Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila. And if that's Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila, so the Ra'a writes, it's going to be an Isser D'Oraisa, right? That since the food tastes good when it's in the Daifnei HaKli, it's going to be Usser Min HaTaira to cook with that pot, because the Bliya that enters the food is going to now be batal, become nice and time of gam, right? First of all, the Ra'a is equating creating nice and time of gam with being mevatal and iser. And the Ra'a is saying that being mevatal and iser itself is adinda oraisa, as I state in Ra'a on Yutas Amr Aleph. And the Ra'a says, v'chein bedin, and this is very reasonable, that min ha-toyma, how can you be mevatel and iser? If I have one chaticha of nevela and two chatichas of heter, am I allowed to just throw the chaticha of nevela and the two chatichas? You know the way they play the dominoes game here in the neighborhood? No, you throw one in and you mix it around. Is that going to be okay? That's lo nitin lahei omer, says the Ra'a. And therefore the Ra'a says, obviously there's an iser d'oraisa of being mevatel and iser l'chatchila. So the Ra'a and the Ravid both are saying that it's Usser Min HaTaira. Not bad. So we have two Rishonim. But Be'etzem, we have a third Rishon. And not only do we have a third Rishon, Be'etzem, we have the Pashtus in the Gemara, that there's an Isser D'Oraisa to be Mevatel on Isser L'Chatchila. Again, we don't pask in this way. By the way, apparently next year Yeshiva might be learning Chulin. We just had a Rosh Hashiva meeting yesterday, and yeshiva is supposed to be learning Gittin next year, but all the big yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, Dehainu, Keren B'Yavne, Gush, Alavim, and Hakotel, are all learning Gittin this year. So this puts us in a difficult place. So nothing is official yet, but we got a lot of traction at the meeting yesterday to possibly learn Chulin next year, which would be interesting, no? Would be very interesting. You see a lot of beards choking by the chesra. Okay. The godless about beards choking is you don't even need a beard to stroke it. It's unbelievable. But the yesod is that Eim Avatman is l'chatchila, according to the Ravid is d'oraisa, according to the Ra'a is d'oraisa, according to the Pashtus HaGemara is d'oraisa. If you remember, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadi Ches, and the Sugya Zroa B'Sheila, was discussing whether Isura in the Torah are going to be batal b'shishim, or whether they're batal b'meya. Remember this conversation? And the Gemara wants to learn from Zroa B'Sheila, there's a discussion whether when Meshayer Basar V'Atzameis Kenegid Basar V'Atzameis, or only Basar Kenegid Basar, and Atzameis, right? That was the discussion. The Gemara, we learned this at the beginning of Tzadi Tes. So then the Gemara has a Taina, that L'cha'ira, how can you learn from Zroa B'Sheila? Because Zahu Heter Haba Michlau Iser. That this case is unusual. This is something that usually should be Usser, but over here, it's Mutter. Why should it usually be Usser? Zokt Rashi, that the Chiddush of Zraya B'Sheila is that you're being Mevatel L'chatchila Hitir L'vatel Ha'Isser. The din of Zraya B'Sheila is Mechudash, Zokt Rashi. Daf Tzadi Chesam Abayis, and Taisus on Tzadi Chesam Abayis sounds that same way, L'chora, that there's a heter to be Mevato and Isser. Usually it's Usser. And usually not only is it Usser, right? It's a din in the Pasuk, in the Torah, that means usually it's an Isser D'Oraisa. So Re'ah, Ravid, and Rashi assume that it is D'Oraisa. Aval, if you look in the Rashbah, it's the first Keta of the Rashbah, Tzadi Chesam Abayis. The Rashbah, as the expression goes, he jumps up and down and he spits wood and nickels and he disagrees with Rashi. And the Rashbah writes, first Keta, he says, no, you're telling me that the Chiddush of Zraya B'Sheila is that ordinary Eim Avatlin Isra L'Chatchila. Zok the Rashbah, he quotes Rashi, but then he disagrees. Hadar minin Chiddushu hachi ka'amar, Chiddushu shechitcha Torah, shezeh mitzvah l'vatlai.
So the Rashbah in Tzadi Chesam Abayis is saying as follows.
Over here, by Zroya Bashela, you have the aisle, right? And you have the Zroya of the aisle. The Zroya has to be cooked with the aisle. There's a mitzvah to cook them together. That means that there's a mitzvah to be mevatel that iser. There's a mitzvah to be mevatel that iser. Ordinarily, according to the Rashba, there's no mitzvah to be mevatel an iser. Ordinarily, it's just a heter. But over here, again, on the level of Dairaisa, but over here, there's a mitzvah to be mevatel the iser. Now, what's the iser midrabbanan in general? How come in general it's aser midrabbanan to be mevatel the iser? So the Lashon HaRashba is, it's genai hu levatel iser lechatchila. Genai means that sepasnished, no? It's like an insult to the iser. L'cha'ura, what the Rashba is saying is that the genai is something to the effect of, listen, we're supposed to do mitzvahs in the mechubad way, right? We've just finished Chanukah. In the sugya of Chanukah, we have the sugya of Asr l'hartzos mos k'neged ner Chanukah, avuhon d'kol hudam, the Gemara says, which means that just like when I do kisei hadam, I should be b'shafach v'chisa, that I should do the kisei hadam with the yad, not with the regal. It's a pasnik. It's like a genai to do a mitzvah, to kick the dirt on the dam. I should bend down and throw the afar on the dam in the mechubad way. So just like I shouldn't do mitzvahs in a not mechubad way, I also should treat isurim in the appropriate way. And to pasnisht, right, it's improper to treat isurim without their proper respect. And if I'm mevatel the iser, what I'm doing in some ways is I'm going neged ritzon hatoyra, because the Rabbona Shel Olam wants an iser to remain iser, a heter to remain a heter. He doesn't want us to be mitashtesh the gavulim between iser and heter, no? And therefore, I shouldn't be mevatel the iser l'chatzchilo. It's a genai in the sense of it's an insult to the iser. Alternatively, it could be that the reason not to be mevatel an iser l'chatzchilo is that it's sort of a ha'arama, no? We have dinim throughout Judaism that we're not supposed to employ loopholes unnecessarily. Those are called ha'aramas. If I'm mevatel an iser, what I'm doing is I'm being ma'arim, I'm doing a harama to get rid of the iser, and the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want me to do a harama. It could also be that the reason not to be mevatel an iser is because of a concern I might not do it properly. You look in the Badei HaShulchan right at the beginning of this se'if about Im Mevatel an iser l'chatchila, he quotes many of the Mepharshim, that the reason for Ein Mevatel an Iser L'chatchila is that you might not do a good job. I'm supposed to be Mevatel this, or let's say B'shishim. Maybe I'll only have 59, not Shishim. To be Mevatel on this, I need the proper amount. I might not do it properly. Therefore, right, there's a din, Ein Mevatel an Iser L'chatchila. Now, all of these reasons, L'cha'ora, sound more Midrabbanan than Midoraisa, right? Whether it's Aser Alt Ha'arama, whether it's Aser Alt Genai, whether it's Aser Alt I might not do a good job, it sounds midrabbanan. The Pashtus that is that the Ravid, the Ra'ah, and Rashi, who say it's the Iraisa, they might not be going with these reasons. But I don't know what reason they're going with. Some say they hold it's a Halacha Moshe Misinai. I don't know. Maybe. Alternatively, in Rabbi Eliyav HaKohen Silverman Sefer, so he maintains that the reason of Genai maybe is a reason to Iraisa. You see, in that sugya there in Shabbos, the sugya of Asar HaTzos Mos K'negen Ner Chanukah, because it's Bizui Mitzvah, over there, the Gemara sounds like it's a Iraisa, perhaps. Avu on the Kolon Dam sounds like it's a Iraisa. So that would mean that it is da'iraisa if you hold of genai. However, the problem with his presentation is that the one who explicitly says genai is the Rashba, and the Rashba explicitly says it's the Rabbanon, but nonetheless, it is a little bit hard. It's a little bit hard to get to a da'iraisa place based on the reasons what that we presented of Ein Mevat on Israel Chatzchila. So far, so good, gentlemen? So we have a Machlekes HaRishayim. Is Ein Mevat on Israel Chatzchila, is it a din to Oraisa? Or is Ein Mevat on Israel Chatzchila a din to Rabbanan? L'may Nafkamina. Who cares? Who cares? So l'cha'ora, whenever you have a nafkamina between Dairais and Darabonon, the easiest nafkamina is Suffolk, no? Suffolk Dairais v'hachmir, Suffolk Darabonon v'hachyo. If I have a Suffolk Isser, in the sense of I'm not sure whether Isser fell in or not, can I then be meisifol of l'vatlai? I'm not sure if there's Isser or not. No? Mashal mahadavar doime, some medications contain, let's say, a type of product, like gelatin, which is a suffix Isser, and the achshikain. Are you allowed to mevatel it the chatzpila? Right? Now, that case is a little different than what the Prima Godim is talking about. The Prima Godim is talking about that I'm not sure if the Isser fell in, as opposed to a situation where there is an Isser there, and I'm not sure, or where there is a substance there, and I'm not sure if that's Isser. But for our purposes, let's just leave it the same. L'cha'ora, let me just finish the sentence, and I'll take your point, Ben. L'cha'ora, if Ein Mevat on Israel Chatzchila is what the Ravid, the Rashi, and the Ra'ah say, so by a suffix, whether the Isser fell in, they can't be mevatel it. But if it's a din d'rabbanan, and I'm not sure if the Isser fell in, then l'cha'ira, I can be mevatel it. That's what would seem to be a nafgamina, and the Sif Seidas and Sif Katin Zayin, the Prima Godin, presents us as a potential nafgamina. But after Ben asks his question, I'll go on.
Sifkat and Zayin.
It's the Prima Godim on the Shaf Sifkat and Zayin, yeah.
Okay. Gelatin would be called isn't that just a
suffix?
It's not like a
machlokas?
It's a,
well, again, so it's a machlokas, let's say, Rebbe and Rebbe Aaron Cutler. Rebbe Moshe Feinstein Paskin, so it's a suffix isser. Right? I'll say it like that.
How? Because it's a machlokas, therefore it's a suffix isser?
Oftentimes, if I can't be machriya on a machlokas, it becomes a suffix. I mean, sometimes you have such a big machlokas, like a banana, right? Such a big machlokas, whether bananas are from a tree or from a vet, or right, whether from a halachic tree or from a halachic yirakos. So it's such a big suffix that, right? Yeah.
I thought we were machrayas
from a No, I don't think it's a hachra. Oh, no, not at all. In fact, if you have a choice, you eat, usually, if I have two peiros, I'm supposed to. It's a machlekes from Shulchan Aruch. We passing should make the bracha of ha'etz before the ha'adama. No, but if I have a banana and an apple, I should make the banana bracha first. Because if I make the bracha on the apple first, ken zayin I patted my banana. Because ken zayin the banana is a ha'etz. I'm not sure about banana. It's only in a big machlekes harishenim about how I define a tree halachically. No.
Are you allowed to eat bananas? Like, by themselves?
I think we'd get into the shayla of the Magen Avraham about whether you're allowed to eat rice or something. I have my theories over here. A Yari Shamayim probably should avoid all sveikas and the brachas and should eat apple and a green bean before you eat a banana. Right? I think that's what Yer Shamayim is, but I'm not so firm. Okay. So what we have over here is a machlokas between, let's say, in the Shach's Nusach, the Ravid and the Bali HaToisvis, the Ravid and the Rashba, where the Ein Mevat on Israel Chatzchila is a din d'oraisa to Rabbanan. The Prima Godim points out that the possible nafgamina would be a suffix Isser. But then the Prima Godim says, in his opinion, even a suffix isser, you cannot be mevato lechatchilo on the tzad that a mevatlon is a din derabanan. Let's go slowly. Right? I'm not sure if isser fell into the mixture or not. I want to know, can I be meisif all of levatloi? So you would say, since we pass in the aim of Atman Yisrael Chatzchilas Adin Derabbanan, so you should be able to be Mosef all of Levat Law because the Suffolk Derabbanan Lahakel. No. As you would say, says the Prima Gadim, no siri. You're not allowed to do that. Because you're not allowed to enter a Suffolk Derabbanan Lechatzchila. Suffolk Derabbanan Lahakel means if the Shaila came up, so then I have to pass in Lahakel. But now you're asking me, are you allowed to be Maisef Olav? You have a case. You're not sure if the Isra fell in or didn't fall in. So you come and you ask the rabbi, Rabbi, am I allowed to add extra liquid to this to be Mevatalit? Because it's a Suffolk Derabbana, Lamda Shashayla. Says the Prima Gunna, the rabbi has to tell you, no, you're not allowed to L'chatchila enter a Suffolk Derabbana L'hakel. Kayadua, this is a very big Machlekes HaRishonim, no? The last ran in Maseches Pesachim and Tosfos on Daf Samach Vav HaMenachos have a disagreement. Tosfos on Samach Vav HaMenachos says that, you know what, since we say Sfira Bizman Hazeh, Sfira Sa'omer Bizman Hazeh to Rabbanon, so Tosfos says, L'chatchila you should count Sfira during Bein Hashmashos. L'chatchila. Why? Because if I count during Bein Hashmashos, I have more Tamimos. Because more of the day is counted, no? Assuming this is the lumdus of Sfiras HaOmer, that at the point I count, that makes the entire day a Yom HaMesupar, a day that's counted. So Zok Tosfos, by counting earlier, by counting during Bein HaShemashos, I'm a better Jew. Because more of the day is counted. So L'chatchila, I should count during Bein HaShemashos. That's what Tosfos says in Samach Vav. The last round in Pesachim says, no, Sari, don't do that. Because you're not allowed to enter a Suffolk Derabbanan L'chatchila. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to pass an ice at Suffolk Derabbanan L'hakel. Don't do it. Wait, says the Ran. Wait until it's Vaday Laila, because if you're going to count during Bein HaShemashos, you're putting yourself into a Suffolk Derabbanan L'hakel. And Hanira, that Maran HaPri Megadem, is assuming that you're not allowed to put yourself into a Suffolk Derabbanan situation L'chatchila. Not bad. Right? And as the Prima Gadim is assuming like the Ran in Pesachim, not like Tosfos in Menachos. It seems to me, I don't remember when I said this, but I totally did not remember this until today when I looked at my notes, which is an important reason to have notes. The Mishnah Brura has two opinions about this Nekuda. Two opinions in the Mishnah Brura in Simin Yud. In Simin, one second, let me get the exact Marimakim for you. Two opinions in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura, Simin Yud Sifkotin Chav Zayin. In Simin Yud Sifkotin Chav Zayin, the case is like this. In order for Beged to be Chayiv in Sitzis, Roiv of the Beged has to be open. If Roiv of the Beged is closed, it's not Chayiv in Sitzis. Sometimes you have that. I think, what's his name? One of the Rebbeim in the Gush, Reb Yoel ben Nun, has like Sitzis on his jacket. If I have Sitzis on my jacket, first of all, my jacket has to have a corner, a straight corner, right? And the jacket has to be open Roiv of the way. Sometimes you have a jacket, like I have over here with vents, no? But my vents are not roof of the way. The majority of my back is material. And then the vent is a face like a third of the way up from the bottom. Right? Correct? That's the way most jackets are. If you want Michayev in Sitzis, it has to be that it's open more than half of the way. That's the din. Let's say it's open exactly half of the way. Machtza al machtza. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's often machta al machta, it's chayiv in sitzis, misafik, and therefore you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. You have to put sitzis on the beged if it's machta al machta, but don't wear it on Shabbos. Hazoi shteit in mechaber. Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Chav Zayin writes, am I allowed to wear it on Shabbos and go out in a karmelis, not a rishus harabim? Am I allowed to wear it on Shabbos when I spend Shabbos in Washington Heights? When I spend Shabbos in Midtown, not. Right? Because Carmelis is also Midrabbanan. So Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Magen Avram writes L'karmolos, it's usher to wear this beged that is machta amachta that you have tzitzis on anyway, because ein osin suffik de rabbanim l'chatchila. However, v'rabim min ha'acharoinim are maskima min the olas tomid, who is mekel that you're allowed to wear it l'chatchila into a karmolos. L'cha'ora, this is precisely that machlekes about whether you're allowed to l'chatchila enter a situation of suffik derabanan l'hakel. No? This issue, l'cha'ora, depends on what Rav Gustman has in the Kuntrasei Shigurim at the end of Kedusha, no? When I pask in that suffik deraisa l'hachmir, is that psak miteras vada, is that psak miteras suffik? Right? And the flip side of that hakira is, when I pask in suffik derabanan l'hakel, is that mikayach vada? Is that mikayach safik? Right? And that l'cha'ora is the machlokas over here, which we now know is the machlokas Ran and Taisus, and machlokas Magen Avram and Olas Tamid. And the Prima Gadim over here is assuming not like that. Not bad. Okay? So the first nakuda is machlokas, let's say, Ra'ived Ra'o, Rashi against the rest of the world, whether Imavat Nasr Chatres Dorais Adorabonon. One possible nafgamina is Safek, although the Prima Gadim names on that's not a possible nafgamina. Next possible nafgamina is as follows. There is a din here in Shulchan Aruch that I'm not supposed to be Mevato on Israel Chatzchila. If I was Mevato on Israel Chatzchila, so then it depends. If I did it b'shogeg, it's a mutter. If I did it b'mezid, it's aser l'mevato atzmo, if he owns it. And it's also aser l'mi shenisbato b'shvilai. If I b'mezid, take a piece of chazer and put it in to the taruvus, so it's aser for the one who was mevatel, and it's aser for the one who I am planning on being mevatel for. Meaning that we are not goyzer shoygeg atu mezid. B'shogeg, it's mutter. B'mezid, there's a special knas midrabanan, right? It's a machlokes in the fifth parak of Gittin about whether kunzer shogeg atu mezid or not, right? By a da'i raisa, whether they make a knas or shogeg atu mezid, by a drabon, whether they make a knas or shogeg atu mezid, whatever it is. But the psak here in Shulchan Aruch is that b'shogeg, it's mutter. B'mezid, it becomes aser. That's what the din is. Question. Is this din true only l'didan, that we paskin that aim of atman nesur chatzchila is a din d'rabbanan? But according to the Ra'ivet who holds aim of atman nesur chatzchila, would the din be different? No? Do I assume, according to the Ra'ivet, since aim of atman nesur chatzchila is a din d'raisa? So therefore, it would be osur even b'shogeg, because by d'raisa I'm konsim shogeg atu mezer. So if you read the Shach very slowly, right? Look in Eis Zayin in the Shach. The Shach mamish kener gitshrei ben ifris. No, the Shach writes very clearly. Shach writes kasev harash b'taris habayis ha'aruch by yistalud reisha ar gimel, and the Ran in Perak Gid Hanosha dahenu midrabon l'dasa toisus. Avol l'dasa raifed oser mid oiraisa. You see that Shach so far? Mihu b'di eved. Gam das harayve k'mashikosav hamachaver u'k'mashikosav harash b'varan al shmoi. Says the Shach, bidi eved. If I was mavato the iser, so the rayved would also be masking to what the machaber says, which is a b'shogeg, right? It's mutter. B'mezed, we have a knas. That means that the Shach is passing in lahalacha that even if you hold it's a da'i raisa, we are not konsin shogeg atu mezit. So far so good? Na'ayena b'divrei hagon Reb Kiva Eger alatar. Reb Kiva Eger writes, nafgemina, if it's da'i raisa drabonan, imbito b'shogeg. Dila haraivid b'da'i raisa kansinan shogeg atu mezit. Ve'eno mutter ela'im kivan nispato b'raiv. Right? Says Reb Kiva Eger. that a nafka mina between the Raivan and the other Rishonim is, if I was mevato at Bishogeg, according to the Raivan, that's the Raisa, I'll be konsin and shogeg ato mesed. However, Reb Kiv Eger puts a wrench into it. He says, if it was already bato b'raiv, so min ha-taira, it's not usr, so then even the Raivid would be maskim that Peshogig is going to be mutter. However, what Reb Kiva Eger is assuming, what halacha is, that we are going to, that we are going to be kones shogig atu mesed if it's d'oraisa. Against the Shah. The Shah says, I'm not kansinan shogig atu mesed if it is d'oraisa. No? This, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the most important shaylos that comes up all the time. Or Chaim Simin Shin Yud Ches Se'if Aleph. Hamavashu b'Shabbos. If I cook on Shabbos, what's the din? So the Mechaber tells us at the beginning of Shin Yud Ches that Mavashu b'Shabbos b'Shogeg is going to be usher by the yayin. You're not allowed to get hana'ah from the food when you cook it b'Shogeg, according to the Mechaber. Right? Why? Because it's a day rag, so that you violate it and consume the sugar. That's amazing. Gura. Cited there in the Mishnah Gura. Shin Yud Ches, Se'if Katan Zayin. The Gura Tainas, that Mevasha, B'Shabbos, B'Shogeg, you can rely on those opinions that it's going to be mutter, even Moliyom. You could eat the food. But Etzim, it's a Machlekes, a Tanayim, a Mein, a Yehuda. Right? And the Gaon is saying that you could rely on the Balei HaTosfos, pardon me, who passed away from Meir, that Mevasho B'Shabbos B'Shogeg is Mutter Bo B'Yom. This is exactly the machlokes between the Shah and Reb Kiva Eger. Am I Kones? Do I make a Knas or Shogeg Adumezer B'Dovaraisa? No. According to the Shah, right? Even if it's d'oraisa, we're not konis shogeg atu mesed. Reb Kiva Eger says we are. The Mechaber says we are konis shogeg atu mesed. Right? That's like the Mechaber and the Reb Chaim, the konis shogeg atu mesed. But the Gaon is saying that we're not konis shogeg atu mesed, even by d'oraisa, we saw the Shach has, no? This shaila comes up all the time. A few years ago, there used to be a rabbi here in the community show, Rabbi Orlian. So Rabbi Orlian knocks on my door late Friday night. One of his balabatim asked him a shayla. Here's the shayla that they asked. They were having a number of guests for Shabbos lunch. And the homeowner is gluten-free. So the homeowner made a gluten-free chomant. No? So far, so good. The thing is that he looks at the chomant late Friday night, he says, you know what, there isn't that much here. And he wasn't thinking so much. So he takes a thing of barley out of his refrigerator, out of his pantry, and he pours the barley into the chalent on Friday night. Oh my gosh, that's really bad. Mevasho b'Shabbos. So was the guy mezer, the guy shogeg? The guy was not mezer b'chayra. The guy probably, again, I'm not exactly sure what he was thinking, but I'd probably say he wasn't. You don't know what he was thinking, he wasn't. Right? So the guy put, it's mamash mevasho b'Shabbos. Right? Ain't no drabunan over here. He takes ruah barley, puts it in the chalan pot on Shabbos. I said it's mutter to eat. I said it's mutter to eat. Why? Because I felt that mevasho b'shaykig, b'makam hatzorech, you can, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'makam hatzorech b'shogeg, that Mishnah Berurah, shen yud chesiv katan zayin, b'makam hatzorech, he can rely on the gra, who paskins that by a d'oraisa, we are not konsin shogeg atu mesed, and b'shogeg is going to be mutter, even bo b'yom, you could eat the food. That's what I thought. It happens in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurahs. They have a machlokes between the Shlomo Mezalman and the others. Shlomo Mezalman says if someone cooked cholent on Shabbos, you can't eat it, even if they did it b'shogeg, because who needs cholent? It's the least yeshivish svar I ever heard. Who needs cholent? That's what Shlomo Mezalman says. Reb Chaim Kanyevsky writes, Hakol lefi einei hamora. And it seemed to me that like you're having guests for a meal, and you're not going to have cholent, people are going to be hungry. I think that's really is a tzora. I told this to Rav Schechter after. I'm pretty sure Rav Schechter is maskim. So I felt that it was mutter. I felt it was mutter and they ate it. So then the Shaila traveled around our building and Rabbi Wiederblank had a wrench. He said that maybe the barley is a muktzah. And because raw barley is not usable for nothing. And therefore, maybe you can't eat it out the muktzah. That was his ha'ara. So Yesh Lachkar, the Rishonim say that food that's not edible, but it is edible for animals, it's not edible for humans, but it is edible for animals, it depends if you have animals in your shchuna. In our community over here, if I define our community broadly, there are people who have Rottweilers. There are people who have these animals who will mamish eat anything, no? Domani, that they eat raw barley also. Domani, I thought that maybe it's not mukts. Again, I don't think this Nakuda asked Rav Schechter. I remember this Shaila was like going around the building. Like, it was an exciting Shaila, no? Takes talent. So that, I think, is all tolly. It seems to me, just like when it all sums up, is that since the Shach is maskim to the Gra, that by Yedoy Raisa, when not konsen shogu got amazed, I have another one, the Gedolei Haposkim, to rely on, no? Especially like the Shach is our Masorah. This is... So Nirlafini is taiti that is what to rely on, and it's all going to be mutter. Adkan, this is the sugya of Ein Mevatnas L'chatchila. Is it a de'oraisa or a de'rabbanon? Good? Let's go weiter. La halacha. Chachma Sodom writes, again, just a way of passing a shayla. Shach has two opinions, so you know how you're machriya, so you look at the Gedolei Haposkim to see how they're machriya. The Chachma Sodom tells you, the Aruch HaShochan, they tell you how they're machriya. We paskin, right? If I'm paskin, hold, they say, the Im of Atman Sol Chatzchila is a din to Rabbanon, even if you could tell me that Rashi and the Ra'a agree with the Ravid, but Lahalacha, we paskin, it is to Rabbanon. Even so, Yesh Heidim, there are certain echoes where some of the Acharonim try to maintain the Im of Atman Sol Chatzchila is a D'oraisa in certain situations. Va'afareshat Sichati. We mentioned that Ema Bat Manasseh Chatzila has a kasher to Dinei Chanukah. Kasher to Dinei Chanukah. The Shach and Sifkotin Yutes in Ar Simen. Again, the Mechaber says, an Isid Rabbonon, I'm not allowed to be Mevatel the Chatzila, but an Isid Rabbonon that already fell in the Taruvis, once it already fell in, so then I can't be mevatel l'chatchila. Notice l'chatchila, I can't take my issa d'rabbanon and throw it in. But once it's already in, I'm allowed to be mosif olav mevatlo. That's what it says in the Mechaber. Frek d'shach and sifkot in Yutes, that in Eirechayim, simen tafresh ayin zayin, the Mechaber writes that the moiser hashemen shebener. Right? This is a shayla for this week. The leftover Chanukah oil. It's also midrabbanon, right? Gans Chanukah is midrabbanon. The leftover Chanukah oil. So the Mechaber writes in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Ein lachosif olav levatlay. You can't be mevatel it. Frek the Shach, why not? And it's a midrabbanon. You're allowed to be mevatel it lachatchila once it's already there, once it already fell in. How come the Mechaber says that you're not supposed to do it? So the Shach has his mahalach. But the Chavis Das in Sivkot in Ches has a different answer than the Shach. The Chavis Das says, I know the Teretz. The din of Eim of Atnes El Chatchila is usually formulated by Yisuri Achila. I have a piece of Nevela, a piece of Chazer that fell in, something like that. So in those situations I say, Ein Mevatlin Iser El Chatchila is a din to Rabbanon. But if I have something which is an Iser Hanoah, like Meiser Hashem and Shebener, It's asur b'hanah. It's not just asur b'achila. It's asur b'hanah. So if it's asur b'hanah, so then it says the chavestas, that's a more serious type of bito iser. And then it's going to be an iser do'i raisa to be mevatalat. And then, even if it is, if it will be an iser do'i raisa, iser hana'a, so it's more serious and it's also mevatalai min ha'tayra. If it's an iser hana'a midrabanan, it's a more serious iser hana'a midrabanan, and then you can't even be mosafal of levatlo. Meaning, the chavas das and sifkatin ches is telling me that this which I passed in, the aim of that manisra l'chatchila, is a din d'rabbanan. That's true only by yisure achila. However, by yisure hana'a, it's not true, says the chavas das. By yisure hana'a, we assume it's asur min hatayra. That's the first nekuda. There are two other nekudas that we could discuss. Two other situations where b'toras ha'acharon we find that aim of apnesor chatchila might be a dinda or aisa. In the Pisrei Tshuva here, Sifkotin Gimel. Pisrei Tshuva quotes from the Noda B'Yehuda. That the Noda B'Yehuda says that aim of apnesor chatchila by an iser of lach, or by an iser of blia of tam, then it's going to be a din d'rabbanan. But aim of ha'anesu l'chatchila by a taruvus of yavish b'yavish, in that situation it's going to be aser min ha'tayra. That's what another Yehuda says. In other words, according to another Yehuda, I also have an example of aim of ha'anesu l'chatchila tzedoy ra'isa. In the situation of taruvus yavish b'yavish, it's quoted here in the Pisrei Tshuva. Now, Laman ha'emes, as Reb Feivel Cohen notes in the Be'urim on page Samach Tes, going over to page Ayin. Laman ha'emes, this is nistar from the comment of the Ra'ah that we saw earlier. If you remember, the Ra'ah holds fundamentally aim about Nesor Chatriz and Doiraisa. And the Ra'ah says, and I'll prove it to you, because no one is going to allow you to take one piece of nevela and do your domino game with two pieces of kosher. No one's going to allow that. But from the fact, says Reb Feivel, that the Ra'ah is comparing bito of yavesh b'yavesh with bito of lach b'lach, or bito of tam, bito that we call belua, you see that the Ra'ah is not making the distinction v'shteinu l'Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Not bad. But the Rabbi Yehuda Raman HaEmes says that we have a case of aim of HaManesel HaTchila, which is a din d'oraisa by yavesh b'yavesh. I have another case that Achrinim quote, when aim of HaManesel, yes sir?
Should we be closest for this?
Give me another 3 minutes, or maybe we'll have to talk about it tomorrow, because I'm not sure I'll have time today. Give me a few more minutes. One other case. In that's a din do'i raisa, is found in the tshuvos of the Avnei Meluim in Simin Yudches. The Avnei Meluim says that a regular iser, I'm allowed to be mevatel on the level of do'i raisa, midrabanan, I can't. But if I have an iser of truma, or kodshim, the Torah says by truma, mishmeres trumosi, or something like that, no? The Torah says that hani neisa l'chatur l'chemis mishmeres trumosi, l'chem yiyah, right? That's what the pasuk writes in Korach or something. But Rabbanu Shalom says, like truma, there's a din of mishmeres, which means you have to protect the truma. You're not allowed to metame the truma. You have to maintain the integrity of the truma. Says the Avnei Meluim. Therefore, if you're mevato truma, that's going to be an isido raisa, because it's a violation of mishmeres. Hinein asakir has mishmeres trumosi, it's a violation of mishmeres. And the Avnei Meluim says this can be mevair, the pashtus in the Gemara that we started with in Sadi Chesam and Beis. Because the Gemara in Sadi Chesam and Beis, if you remember, says that the case of Zeroa B'Sheva was a chiddush. And the pashtus in the Gemara is that the chiddush is that you're allowed to mevato in Israel chatchila, ordinarily you're not supposed to. Says Ani Malum, no, it's all mevuar. Because the Gemara in Tzadik Ches and Beis is talking about Zerua B'Sheila, which is Kachem. By Kachem is a din of Mishmeres. Since it's a din of Mishmeres, there'd be an Issa Doraisa to be Mevatalit, no? Avnei Malum was a smart Jew, right? So that's what the Avnei Malum says. For next time, because it's getting a little bit late, I want you guys to look at the Gemara in Beitza, on Dalet Amid Beis, about Eim Avat Menesach HaTzvilah, which will send us to Se'if Vav also. But the implication of that Gemara in Beitza will be very real for what we've just been discussing in terms of the Noda B'Yehuda and the Avnei Meluim. Again, this is more of like a general shiur. We'll get into the details as we go on, but I like Lumdes, no?